Chapter 1. Even through the haze of cigarette smoke and the bar's bad lighting, Jake could see that Brian was not in the best of moods. His shoulders were slumped as he approached their usual place at the bar. When Brian sat down on the stool next to Jake, he did so with an exaggerated slouch.
"Something wrong?" Jake asked sarcastically.
Brian raised his index finger towards the bartender, indicating that he wanted a beer. While the bartender poured a beer from the tap, Brian shrugged. Another exaggerated motion. He was acting like a man who had just lost a powerful argument or maybe even his job. Jake knew that that couldn't be the case, though. Brian had been unemployed for the better part of 3 months now. Sometimes he hated knowing his friends so well. But they had been tight ever since their freshman year of college and knew one another like an incredibly strange married couple. A few moments passed and Brian still didn't answer. This was unlike him, as he usually couldn't keep his mouth shut.
"What?" Jake asked. "What is it?"
The bartender brought the beer over and Brian took it right away. He took a long sip and then started talking as if he needed the beer to pull the words out of him.
"Kim left," Brian finally answered. "For good this time, I think."
He reached into his pocket and pulled out an engagement ring to show the proof. He slapped it on the bar as if it were no more than a rock off the street.
"What the hell'd you do this time?" Jake asked.
"Nothing any different than all the other times."
"Eh,"
Jake said and sipped from his own beer. Because of their tight friendship, Jake knew that nothing any different could mean many different things. Jake knew that Brian had a habit for heavy drinking. He also knew that even at 29 years of age, he was still fixated on things that most men had grown out of by that time. Video games, professional wrestling, and comic books, to be precise. His fiancée, Kim, had been a saint in putting up with his lifestyle. She'd even taken part in the comic book obsession for a while. Jake assumed that she had finally had enough this time. If Jake was honest, he'd seen it coming. What the hell kind of a friend was he for not saying anything earlier? Shaking these thoughts away, Jake said,
"What was it this time? Did you let another Madden tournament distract you from spending time with her?"
"No. I got a Les Paul guitar on eBay a few days ago, autographed by Dave Grohl. I dropped about $5,000 on it."
"Are you serious?" Jake asked, growing a bit angry himself.
"As hard up for money as you are?"
"Yeah."
"How can you afford that?"
Brian scoffed and then took a long sip from his beer.
"That's exactly what Kim said."
"You haven't had a job in 3 months," Jake said. "How can you afford that sort of thing?"
Brian made a regretful face and sighed.
"Sold a lot of my comics after I got fired. Baseball cards, too. I got damn near $15,000 for it all, and you'd be surprised how fast $15,000 can disappear."
"And here you are, blowing it on guitars and trips to the bar?" Jake asked.
"Brian, are you really surprised Kim left?"
Brian shrugged. If Jake had to guess, he would have thought that Brian had probably seen it coming, too. Neither of them said anything else about it. They started talking about sports and new movies, mostly how they all sucked, and then headed to the back of the bar and started playing a round of darts. As they made their way through the bar, Jake couldn't help but wonder if Brian was a bit relieved that Kim had left. It did away with one more responsibility. It freed him to live up his lackluster life to the fullest. Now he had all the time in the world to play video games and drink his days away. Jake once again felt ashamed that he, as Brian's closest and probably only friend, was not doing anything to prevent this. Brian had likely ruined any chances of getting back together with Kim. There was no telling what course his life might take after such a blow. Jake let the game of darts reach its midpoint before he tried playing the part of the responsible friend. It made him feel uncomfortable but oddly relieved. There had been an idea spinning around in his head for the last few weeks, an idea about abandoning his slowly dying online graphic arts business and starting something else. It had been a scary thought, but having heard Brian's latest devastating news, it seemed almost if it had all been timed. Maybe now was the time to mention the plan he'd had in his head recently. Maybe he could get Brian interested in the idea and they could tackle it together. It might be just the thing to refocus Brian's priorities and salvage whatever was left of his life. Granted, Brian didn't seem to be too distraught over the loss of Kim, but Brian had always hid his feelings incredibly well.
"So, I've been thinking about something,"
Jake said as nonchalantly as he could manage. They were on their third round of beers, so the words came easily.
"What's that?" Brian said before chucking a dart at the board. I think I might ditch the graphic business.
The shock on Brian's face was genuine. What? Why would you do that?
The market's too competitive. I'm barely scraping by, and the little money I'm making doesn't even cover half of the time I put into it.
What would you do if you quit graphics? Brian asked as he collected the darts from the board and brought them back. He divided out the darts among them, but seemed more interested in Jake's news.
Well, I have an idea. I want to run it by you.
Sure.
Jake took a minute before speaking. He had the feeling that this was one of those conversations that he'd remember for the rest of his life. It felt pivotal, somehow. Here they were, Brian, 29 years old, and Jake, 30, standing in a bar, talking about work and business. When had the time where they endlessly talked about girls and music ended? Had responsibility really crept up on them so quickly? Jake knew age was catching up to him. His bright blue eyes often appeared fatigued. But damn, where did all that time go? Perhaps it did end. And perhaps Brian's aloof lifestyle was how he was dealing with that reality.
How long did you work for that tea shop? Jake asked.
A peculiar look came across Brian's face, as if he'd really had to dig back in his memory to the job he'd had before his most recent one, from which he had been laid off 3 months ago.
About 3.5 years, I guess, Brian said. Why?
Well, you know, I took that silk screening class at the community college a while back, hoping to make my resume as a designer look more extensive.
Yeah? What about it?
I think we could put these together, Jake said. I think we could open up a screen printing company.
Brian actually laughed, nearly choking on a mouthful of beer.
What? In this town? No way.
Why not?
It's the middle of nowhere, man. Just a hole-in-the-wall tiny college town.
Exactly. There's no local competition, Jake said. I spoke to a guy from a frat here in the bar a few weeks ago and asked him where they got their shirts printed up. They get them done online. He said shipping is really expensive when you're ordering 200 shirts at a time.
Brian took a gulp from his beer. Jake could tell right away that he was thinking hard about something. When Brian set his glass down, he let out a burp and smiled.
I'll tell you this, he said. That shop I was working for made a killing. There were days when me and the other printers were knocking out 5 or 6 orders that were worth more than a grand.
So maybe this is a good idea.
Where would you run it from? Brian asked.
We can't just run it out of your apartment, and surely not out of my garage. There's a ton of equipment we'd need. Then you need to store the ink and shirts, too.
Jake had been ready for this argument. In terms of the plan he had only half concocted, this was his favorite part.
When Dad passed away last year, Jake said, he left me that rundown old building he owned down on Jackson Street. It used to be a small mom-and-pop grocery store back in the 60s and 70s.
Brian started thinking hard again.
I think the startup cost would be a bit too much for us, he said.
Still behind that comment, Jake was sure he heard a slight pitch of excitement.
I have some money saved up, Jake said. Close to 12 grand.
And I have about 5 grand left over from all the crap I sold, Brian added.
Well, Jake said with a grin, you can make it an even 10 if you sell that Dave Grohl guitar.
You're evil, Brian said.
Besides, I don't even know that 22 grand could even get us properly started. You'd need a dryer, a light table, new computer software, new...
Holy shit, Jake said, interrupting him.
What? It sounds like you know a lot about this. Do you realize that you actually sound excited?
Brian rolled his eyes.
We can do some shopping around, Jake said. Use your eBay skills. I'll hunt on Craigslist. We can find the equipment. I already have most of the graphics software we'd need.
Brian tossed the dart at the board, but he did so without much interest. His mind was elsewhere now, and he was grinning. The dart hit the board with a pleasant thunk noise. When Brian turned back around, he downed the rest of his beer. He then extended his hand to Jake in an awkward motion.
What the hell? Let's do it.
Jake shook his friend's offered hand and wondered if he'd still be as enthusiastic about the agreement in the morning when the beer was no longer doing the talking.